A court hearing today for the man accused of plotting a terror attack in the U.S. Another legal challenge to the state's Bible directive for classrooms. And some tribal nations make an election endorsement. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, October 17th. I'm Deborah Ashar. An Afghan refugee accused of plotting an Election Day terror attack appeared in a federal courtroom in Oklahoma City today. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos reports the suspect will stay behind bars as he awaits trial.
When someone is arrested by law enforcement for a serious crime, they are assumed innocent until proven guilty, which means prosecutors must prove there is probable cause to justify the arrest and if the accused should be held until trial. In a preliminary hearing, federal prosecutors argue the FBI has gathered enough evidence to hold Nasir Ahmad Tahedi while his case is adjudicated. They say his intentions of martyrdom are clear and that he would be a danger to the community. Though his public defender argues Tahedi doesn't have a criminal record, Judge Suzanne Mitchell agreed with federal prosecutors that Tahedi is too dangerous. He will await trial for his Election Day attack plot in custody of the U.S. Marshal. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
State Superintendent Ryan Walters is facing another lawsuit over his directive to schools to provide a Bible in every classroom. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports this suit comes from more than 30 parents, teachers, and faith leaders.
The lawsuit was filed in the state Supreme Court Thursday by Americans United for Separation of Church and State, the ACLU and ACLU of Oklahoma Foundation, the Freedom from Religion Foundation, and the Oklahoma Appleseed Center for Law and Justice. This summer, Walters announced all public schools must provide physical copies of the Bible in every classroom and issued guidance saying they should be used as instructional resources. The suit argues the directive violates the state constitution by spending public money to support religion. It also contends it violates the Administrative Procedures Act because the directive would constitute an administrative rule, which requires notice and a comment period. Finally, plaintiffs say state law exclusively prescribes selection of instructional materials to districts. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Water utilities have been hunting for lead in pipes that connect homes and other buildings to water mains across the country. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Grayson Wheeler reports you can now learn what they found in your home.
As of this week, water systems are federally required to make the results of their lead service line search publicly available. In Oklahoma City, they're posted as an interactive map with little blue check marks for lead-free lines and red exclamation points for lead ones. OKC's results are available online, as are those for water supplies that serve more than 50,000 people. But Leanne Kitzmiller with OKC Utilities says smaller communities also have the info.
It has to be posted somewhere. It has to be accessible to them. And it has to be known. But yeah, the best thing to do is just to call their water department and see what they have.
Kitzmiller says OKC has more than 250,000 service connections, and they've only found 173 that are made of lead. The city will work on replacing those over the coming years. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
It's endorsement season, and as the November election approaches, various groups across the state are announcing who they're backing. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Katie Hallam reports on the recent endorsement from five of Oklahoma's largest tribes.
At this month's quarterly meeting, the Intertribal Council of the Five Tribes voted unanimously to support the retention of Oklahoma Supreme Court Justices Noma Gurich, Yovani Cogger, and James Edmondson. The Cherokee, Chickasaw, Muscogee, Seminole, and Choctaw nations say their support for the justices came from their ability to recognize tribal sovereignty and collaborate effectively with the tribes. This comes as People for Opportunity, a group related to the Oklahoma Council of Public Affairs, lobbied to reform the judicial selection system and ran targeted ads against the justices. All three justices are up for retention and are all former Democratic governor picks. Republican Governor Kevin Stitt would get to select the replacements if they are not retained. I'm Katie Hallam.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's tight.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday
on the NPR Politics Podcast.